This dynamic was made clear on a Tuesday afternoon in Utah last month when my friend Charlie Kirk was assassinated in broad daylight.
Most of the Senate Democrats on the committee raised the issue of FCC Chairman Brendan Carr's recent statements in which he threatened to take action against ABC over comments made by late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. That's because Kimmel accused the suspect involved in the assassination of Charlie Kirk, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, of being a MAGA Republican, even though authorities say otherwise.
Yet we're wasting time here trying to distract the American people with old emails from the Biden administration while Chairman Carr turns the FCC into the Federal Censorship Commission.
I don't like what Brendan Carr did, but he did it publicly, and we can have a debate about it. What's really problematic is when the government goes in secret to these companies and targets individual users or individual categories of speech.
And last month, President Trump hosted several owners of these tech companies at the White House, and all were discussing new investments in the U.S. to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars each, as well as advancements in technology.